All right, it's time to get down with the Popcorn and Pop Culture Podcast. What's up, everyone? So my name is Robert Ang, and I'm just one half of this entertainment podcast, the better half, all the way from Florida. It's the Tweety Bird himself. It's Michael Sheehan.
Hey, yo, my peeps. What up? This is Mike Sheehan coming at you.
All right, so, Mike, you know, what's up, man?
What's going on? You know what? I found an interesting article, and I thought we could chat about it, man.
All right, so what article do we have for today?
This is off of Mashable.com, okay? They had thrown it out to the Twitterverse, the Twitter world, and asked them for their top 7 films that they love. Or was it top 10 films?
I think it was 7. The hashtag was Fave7Films. And, Mike, are you on Twitter? Because I am. I don't know if you're on Twitter anymore.
No, I'm not on Twitter.
So I don't know when this was. This was approximately last week, and I check my Twitter maybe like 4 or 5 times a day, and I noticed that like a lot of, like, I follow a bunch of movie critics, and so I thought it was interesting when, I think it was Michael Phillips of the Chicago Tribune, he did a hashtag of like, Fave 7 Films, and he was just like, oh, I don't know if I could, you know, name only 7, and then he ended up like, I think, individual tweets. He started listing his favorite films. I'm like, all right, this is obnoxious. But so I clicked on the hashtag because I thought it was interesting. And then like every, you know, a whole bunch of thousands and thousands of Twitter people were just, you know, hashtag Fave7Films and then just listing the 7 films. So that got me like, all right, now I have to participate. I got to throw my 7 films down. But we got this article from Mashable who took the statistics of all of the responses and listed the top 15 films that were mentioned throughout this trending topic of favorite 7 films.
Yeah, so it looks like about 75,000 people responded, which, you know, is definitely a nice sampling of people in the world. And they, you know, they put together online, like you said, the top 15 list. So let's just go down the line. Let's name the first 5, and then we'll talk about those a little bit. So coming in at number 1, drum roll please, is The Dark Knight. Number 2 was Pulp Fiction. Number 3 was Shawshank Redemption. 4 was Empire Strikes Back, and then number 5 was The Godfather with a little asterisk that says all films.
Right, so that means that they combine whoever voted for The Godfather, Godfather Part 2, and Godfather Part 3, and combined they were able to rank at number 5 of this top 15 list. Mike, first impressions of this, the top 5 of this list?
The first thing that jumped out to me was the fact that Pulp Fiction actually came in at number 2. This is a movie that I personally love, by Quentin Tarantino. But I guess I just didn't realize how much love there was out in the Twitter world for it.
I think we should first and foremost mention, like, I feel like Twitter is for a certain demographic. Like, I feel like, you know, you're either, what, in, like, your high school to, like, I don't know, older 20s, young 30s? I don't know. You won't see too many people, like, over 50, in my opinion, using Twitter, or too many young people using Twitter at all. So this is kind of like, this is kind of like a poll of that, you know, 20 to 35 demographic, I feel, that are voting on their favorite films. And I really think, because of that, Mike, I'm not surprised at all that Pulp Fiction is number 2. Yeah, I really feel like, I'm surprised that Pulp Fiction is there more so that it's such an old film to be number 2 on this list, because I would assume people would choose more, you know, up-to-date, you know, more recent movies like The Dark Knight, which only came out, you know, less than 10 years ago. But I really feel like for the demographic, Pulp Fiction, it fits perfectly in there.
Okay, fair enough. You know, it just surprised me that it was so high on the list, and that it beat out Shawshank Redemption. I mean, that really blew my mind. I love both of those films, but if I was going to vote, Shawshank would be above Pulp Fiction for me.
Right. For me, too. Quality-wise and favorite-wise, I think Shawshank would easily top Pulp Fiction, in my opinion. But I think it's good to kind of, like, compare this list with the list that kind of everyone sort of goes on, is the IMDb Top 250 list. And with that list, it's, again, it's just like a poll. It's just like you're ranking movies, you're giving it 10 stars, 9 stars. We didn't do that with Twitter, but Shawshank Redemption is the number one movie on the IMDb 250 list. Dark Knight is number 4. Pulp Fiction is number 7. So it's interesting that we have all these top films on this Twitter list, also top films on the IMDb 250 list.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I also want to say that, like you said, they combine all the Godfathers to equal number 5, but then why didn't they combine all the Star Wars? They separated with Empire Strikes Back as number 4. I thought that was a little bit weird.
Yeah, I find that very confusing. Like, I would have to imagine that the bulk of people, you know, voted for The Godfather, the first film. I can't imagine that, you know, I know a lot of people like number 2 as well, but I can't imagine anyone was putting The Godfather 3 on their top 7 list.
Right, I doubt Godfather Part 3 was there, but 1 and 2 could, yeah, I would say it might be, yeah, maybe probably more Godfather, the first one, but Godfather Part 2 was probably, like, right there, and I just assume a lot of people on Twitter was just like, I can't choose between Godfather or Godfather Part 2, so I'm just going to put, like, both of them or something like that, so that's why they had to include them both. But it's weird, because, like, Empire Strikes Back is my favorite Star Wars film, but I feel like there would be, since there's so many films, and, like, I don't know, I'm surprised that Empire Strikes Back alone was number 4, like, not including Star Wars and, like, Return of the Jedi, or even the new one that came out, like, I'm surprised that that's number 4 over other movies.
I mean, I'm not, because I love that movie. That is my favorite Star Wars film, and I think it is significantly different than the other Star Wars films. But going back to The Godfather for a second, like, I really feel like they should not have lumped these in together to get to, you know, the fifth highest rating. If The Godfather standalone by itself would have landed at, you know, number 8 or something like that, then that's where it should have landed. Like, I kind of feel like the list is a little wonky in doing it like that. And just to go a little further down the list, just to let you know a couple other movies they did this with Alien coming in at number 7, they put all films. Harry Potter coming in at 9, all films. And all the way down at number 15, Rocky, all films.
Right, yeah, and I think something like we talked about before, like Godfather got approximately 4,600 votes, but that's combining all of them. We gotta assume a very 1% or less even voted for Part 3. So let's just say, hypothetically, it was an even split, 2,300 votes each. That would have ranked both of them in at number, like, 11 and 12, and it would have been fine. I totally agree with you. I would have loved to see how many votes The Godfather got opposed to Godfather Part 2. It would have been nice to see that.
Well, you know, it's hard to try and break down this list looking at all films because, like I said, there's a few different ones that are listed as all films in their rankings, and when you actually were to start breaking all of them out, I mean, this list would be completely different.
Yeah, I agree with you. So should we go down to the next 5 now, talk about them?
Sure. So we have coming in at number 6, Goodfellas. Like I said, number 7 was Alien, all films. Number 8 was Fight Club. Number 9, Harry Potter, all films. And number 10, Jaws. Now, this Jaws has an asterisk, but it is solely for that movie by itself, not including the second or the lesser-known third.
Huh. So why did they put an asterisk then?
It says, with films like Godfather, Harry Potter, Alien, people were more likely to group the films together or not specify a certain movie in their favorite franchise. But with Star Wars films, people specifically called out The Empire Strikes Back. That's all the asterisk actually says. So it doesn't cite anything for Jaws, but they have one by it. So I don't know what that means.
Well, that is a little strange. I am surprised, honestly, that Jaws is number 10 here. I think I'm surprised. I don't know. I feel like this demographic would not have even watched Jaws, and if you were to show a kid Jaws today, I think they would just be like, "What is this robotic, robotic shark doing? This is so silly." Like, I don't know. I feel like people, if you show it to nowadays, would just like kind of like laugh at it. I wouldn't probably be scared if I watched it now.
I think you might be. It's kind of a scary movie. You know, there's a lot of suspense and tension built up in that film. I think you'd be surprised if you went back and rewatched it.
Maybe.
But I understand what you're saying. Definitely seems like an older movie. I'd have to go back and look, but I think it came out in like 85 or 86 or something like that. So it is kind of surprising that it is so high up on this list. I mean, even Alien too. Alien's a lot older of a film, right? But it's up there at number 7.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Alien was the one that was off film, so you could have Alien, Aliens, or the third Alien. I gotta assume, like Godfather, it's gonna be one of the first two.
Yeah, I would think with Alien, it's even more so than the Godfather. It's a high majority of the first movie, and, you know, probably like 80% Alien, 20% Alien 2.
Right, right, definitely. I am surprised, though, that Harry Potter is only number 9. If you're really going to combine all of those films, which I think there were 8 films, and knowing that, like, I feel like it's perfectly in the demographic of Twitter users and people that would vote for something on Twitter exclusively, I'm surprised it's not, like, a top 3 up there.
Well, you know, I think the problem with the Harry Potter movies is none of them individually really stand out. I mean, I like the third installment the best.
Prisoner of Azkaban is also my favorite one, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, people say, oh, I like the Harry Potter movies, but, like, it's not something that I think jumps out for most people as being a part of their favorite films. Right. Obviously, people voted on it, but I think that's kind of why, you know, none of them are a really strong standalone film.
Now, I get what you're saying, and I also was just, like, when you were saying that, I was just like, you know, if you're asking someone for their favorite films, like, I feel like if someone was going to say Harry Potter, they would be like, oh, but the books are better. And I'm just like, all right, well, with that logic, you know, you can't really say that Harry Potter's your favorite movie, then. I don't know. If there's a better version of this story, you're not going to say that movie is going to be significant.
Yeah. It definitely seems like this whole list overall was voted on by movie geeks. Do you get that feeling?
Sort of. I get the feeling here and there. But like you just said, you know, if it really was by movie geeks, then I don't really think Harry Potter would be up here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But let's do the final 5, because I definitely have some comments about the final 5.
Okay, and just to go on record, I am a movie geek, so I can call out our kind. So the last 5 are Forrest Gump coming in at number 11, Jurassic Park coming in at number 12, Blade Runner at 13, The Big Lebowski at 14, and Rocky, all films, at 15.
Again, I don't know why Forrest Gump has an asterisk. I have no idea.
There was no sequel, so I really don't understand why there could be an asterisk.
I'm so confused. Anyway, I want to mention that out of all 15 films on this list, the big surprise for me was why Blade Runner is on this list. I can understand every single one of these films except Blade Runner. Like, I don't get why that film is on this list. Do you have a comment for that, Mike?
It's just one of those films that people always call out as being a favorite film. I can tell you that I personally could not get through it, and I've tried to watch it on 3 different occasions.
Right.
It's not to say that it's a bad movie. It's just not. It's not my taste. It's not for me. But a lot of people think of it as, you know, great science fiction film. And when looking at the rest of this list, I mean, Alien is another science fiction film. Obviously, Star Wars is, but it kind of falls more into action. I don't know. I would think of this as the most sci-fi film on the list. What do you think?
Yeah, Blade Runner. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Blade Runner, even though, like you said, critics and people alike and sci-fi lovers alike are saying it's arguably the best sci-fi film ever. And I think there is going to be a remake of it coming out. Is that true, Mike? Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. I don't understand why they would want to do that, but they will do anything, I guess, now to try and make some money.
Right. I agreed. But I don't know. I'm just so surprised that Blade Runner is up here because I don't really think it held up as well, but then we might be in the minority here, Mike, that we don't really love Blade Runner like everyone else does. There's obviously a huge community of people that love the movie. That's why I made it on this list, but I don't know. I was just, like I said, out of all these 15 films that made this list, that was the only one that really surprised me.
Oh, fair enough. You know, in looking at the final 5, like, I'm surprised Jurassic Park fell so low. And Forrest Gump, for that matter. I mean, both of those are phenomenal films, and I would have thought would have been higher on people's lists.
I agree.
You know, especially beating out Harry Potter.
Yeah, I agree, because I feel like Forrest Gump and Jurassic Park are movies that everyone at least likes and most people love, while, like, you know, Harry Potter is a little bit more polarizing. If you haven't really read the books, you're not going to love the storyline. You're not going to love the movies, like we said. And a lot of these movies are somewhat polarizing, in my opinion. I feel like you really... I mean, aside from Pulp Fiction being a masterful film, I feel like still that movie rubs a lot of people the wrong way. It's Tarantino. He's offensive, and it's a different type of filmmaking. And I'm surprised... Like you said, you're surprised that it's up this high. I wasn't surprised because it's so high on the IMDb, but now thinking about it, yeah, you know, it's surprising because I feel like it's one of the more polarizing films on this list.
Absolutely. That movie tackles a lot of subjects that people do not even like to talk about, let alone watch movies about. And yeah, I mean, it's an older film. Definitely when you watch it nowadays, I mean, it looks dated for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's awesome. I'm so happy that Tarantino has a film so high up on the list. But, yeah, I am still surprised by that.
I think before we leave, we just have to... We didn't really talk about how Dark Knight is number one. I feel like we have to talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, I kind of just expect this. You know, there's so many Dark Knight fanatics out there. I constantly find myself... you know, trying to pick apart the movie when I talk to people about it. As much as I love it myself, I do find some faults in the film. And I'm actually, you know, don't kill me, a bigger fan of Batman Begins than The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Dark Knight's my favorite of the trilogy. It does have some flaws, but it's way, way, way more iconic in every way possible than any other film in that trilogy. And, yeah, you know, it's probably, arguably, I don't know what your opinion is, Mike, but the best superhero film ever made? Yes, no? I mean, aside from Batman...
I just said I like Batman Begins better.
Aside from Batman Begins, like, yes, no? Like, is there any other franchise that can come close to this one?
No, I don't, not that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
Right.
That franchise, this set of movies by Christopher Nolan, I think, are incredible, all three of them. You know, a lot of people have problems with the third one, but I really enjoyed it. And I mean, The Dark Knight is a great film. You know, there's just 45 minutes of it I wish were cut out, in my opinion. But it was a great film, nonetheless, and some great acting. And, you know, I think everybody will think of that movie and will think of Heath Ledger and his performance, which he won a posthumous Oscar for.
That's true.
So, well, yeah, I mean, this was great talking about this list. We want to thank everybody for listening in to the Popcorn and Pop Culture Podcast, and make sure to tune in next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.